Hello and welcome to ACAP's audio reports. Today we will be sharing the third update on Taliban decrees and directives relevant to the humanitarian response in Afghanistan. Part 1. Overview. This report provides an update on the decrees and directives that the interim Taliban authority announced between July to December 2024. It builds upon ACAP's previous reports on ETA directives and their humanitarian implications, published in April 2023, December 2023, and July 2024. Between the 2nd of July and the 2nd of December 2024, the ETA issued at least 15 new decrees and directives influencing various aspects of life in Afghanistan. Of these, 6 were issued at the national level, 8 at the provincial level, and 1 was unidentified. All appear to expand upon previous decrees and directives. Many decrees and directives relate to measures of social control and primarily target women. These include the introduction of the new law of propagation of virtue and prevention of vice, along with 14 decrees and directives affecting access to income and employment, access to education, and measures of social control. The last include dress codes and prohibitions on park entry, smartphone use, and religious debate among scholars. The introduction of the LPVPV has raised concerns, especially among women and humanitarian responders. The law adds legal force to the ETA's moral rulings, largely justified on religious grounds. It has drawn comparisons to similar moral laws introduced during the Taliban's first period of rule. That said, punishments meted out under the LPVPV are comparatively milder than during the first period of rule and mainly involve verbal admonitions and fines. The new decrees and directives and the LPVPV continue to affect employment, education, livelihood opportunities, and private and public behavior. They are likely to aggravate the current humanitarian crisis and affect aid access, especially for women and girls. To date, the ETA have not reversed or repealed any prior directives, making the Afghan context one of increasingly diminished rights and freedoms, especially for women and girls, whose access to public life and freedom of movement are increasingly limited. Part 2. Key findings. 1. The recent ETA decrees and directives and the LPVPV are likely to significantly worsen humanitarian needs and protection risks, especially for women and girls, women-headed households, and widows who face compounded vulnerabilities owing to restrictions on education, employment, and healthcare access. 2. The ban on women's attendance at medical and semi-professional institutions, coupled with a deficit in midwives and limited access to healthcare for women and girls, will reduce the number of qualified female healthcare providers and aggravate barriers to care for women and girls. It will also further strain Afghanistan's already struggling healthcare system. 3. A lack of clarity and ambiguities in the LPVPV, including the lack of references to other statutes and notes on what takes precedence, as well as the lack of clarity around which punishments relate to which offenses, may result in inconsistencies in the application of the law and extensive rights violations. 4. The introduction of the LPVPV is a significant escalation in restricting individual and collective freedoms in Afghanistan. Rule of law in Afghanistan has long been highly localized. The codification of previously issued decrees and norms in the LPVPV and the role of the Mutasabin in enforcing the law may close critical loopholes that allowed humanitarians to previously negotiate access and programming with religious and traditional leaders. 5. The LPVPV has heightened anxiety among humanitarian staff and codified existing restrictions, such as the Mahram requirement for travel. The ban in Kandahar on women's access to smartphones makes it harder for humanitarian responders to communicate with women and girls. Since 2022, there has already been a steady increase in the number of women unreachable by phone. These challenges disproportionately affect women-focused programming, limiting the reach and effectiveness of humanitarian assistance. Part 3. New decrees and directives, including the LPVPV. On the 21st of August 2024, the ETA introduced a new LPVPV, ratified by the Supreme Leader, Hibatullah Akhundzada. The LPVPV is significant not just because it further restricts both individual and collective freedoms, but also because it codifies these restrictions and emphasizes enforcement. The law's overall aim is to enforce moral behavior based on the ITA's interpretation of Islamic law and define the role and duties of enforcers. The law also includes regulations that apply to many aspects of public life, including additional regulations on dress codes, personal behavior, media, and entertainment. The ITA has recently established a provincial delegation to enforce the law in Zabul. It is safe to assume that the establishment of other provincial delegations will follow. The LPVPV's content is reminiscent of the ITA's policies from its first period of rule, including many restrictive measures in public life that particularly affect women and girls. These measures include the reinforcement of bans on music, tightened control over media, prohibitions on the public display of animated objects, the mahram requirement, and specific dress codes for women, men, girls, and boys. Although the severity of punishments stipulated in the new law appears significantly toned down from those implemented between 1996-2001, primarily verbal admonition, fines, and short-term imprisonment, these punishments still pose a threat to the safety and well-being of Afghans, especially women and girls. Since the ITA has become increasingly restrictive over the last 3 years, there are also fears that harsher punishments may be stipulated in the future. Besides the LPVPV, the ITA has continuously communicated policy decisions affecting various aspects of daily life in Afghanistan. Drawing from various sources, ACAPS identified 14 additional decrees and directives issued between 2 July and 2 December 2024 that affect Afghan social, economic, and personal lives. ACAPS analyzed these decrees, directives, and law thematically, following the framework of previous updates. This report also introduces a new sub-theme on the regulation of poppy cultivation under the theme of employment and income, with all three main themes as follows: access to education, access to income and employment, social control measures. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.